Hey everybody, it's time to get connected, and this is everything on social media you shouldn't have missed this week.
You don't have time to do this yourself, we've got to do this for you.
Now, however you feel about the election, right. This is hysterical. This creepy dude bites it trying to get on TV.
Look at him, just wandering, scoot a little closer, buddy, and down goes Frazier.
So
we have
amazing.
A loser.
It's like a traditional bar scene. Like, he's creeping and so is she. She's like, I see him coming. I want to be polite.
Right.
And then look at him. He has no idea what she's saying.
Completely wasted.
He does not care what's happening.
No
I don't
idea.
Even think he knows there's an election.
Nope.
He's like, I'm on TV.
Sweet
hey,
shorts,
Mom.
Though.
Yeah. And he wore shorts.
Yeah.
To an election party, so.
Speaking of graceful, this was the exact opposite of that. Look at that. This looks like it's photoshopped, as Joey says here. But Beasley being taken down by the face mask. That's, I mean, his head.
It's like an
this
owl.
Should be his face.
I know.
This is like a Harry Potter situation. His face is on the back of his head at this point.
So this is exactly why you can't grab.
This is highly illegal. That's exactly right.
Gosh.
Yes. So
was he okay after this?
No, he's not. He died. But no, I'm just kidding. He's fine. He was 100% fine. And he can see behind him. He can't see in front of him anymore.
Now he can see
Absolutely.
What's coming behind
exactly
him.
Right.
In case there's any creepy guys at election parties.
Okay,
now I feel like they're messing with us.
I think you must be right. They could not have done this again unless they did it on purpose. This is Sam Bradford's face.
Okay.
This is Matt Cassel's body. It's pretty obvious they photoshopped the head once again. Bleacher Report caught him. We all saw it. We all knew it. They say stop the madness. The Minnesota Vikings want him to stop the madness. They've got good pictures of our quarterback. They refuse to use them.
Right. Just his head. But he's
Absolutely.
Got a cute face, so I don't blame him.
He's a cute guy.
Yeah, he is
Are you
cute.
Saying his body is like...
No. I don't know. I think they're doing that just to get on Vikings Connected.
I think you're probably right. Good choice, guys. I don't blame you one bit.
I mean, a lot of people are trying to. Is there anything Randy Moss cannot catch? Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Unbelievable. So, of course, Monday Night Football, Seattle. One hands, a giant fish of some sort. Huge hands on that guy. Great catch. Everybody's high-fiving him, and bam. So he kicked a field goal from, 20-some yards.
Killer dance moves after that.
In street clothes. Did that dance that I'm still trying to work on myself.
Got it.
Now he's catching fish with one hand. He's an impressive guy. I miss him.
He really is. I do, too.
Randy,
come back to Minnesota.
Yep.
Maybe one day. Mm. Hey, speaking of fish.
Yeah. Lee Corso. Bam! Picks Washington to win and slams the fish. This is a spike, we call it, back in the old days. Lee Corso with the spike of what was hopefully a dead fish. Yeah, look, like I had no head.
Yeah. Poor little fish.
Well,
he went right off the table.
Yeah, fish had a bad week. And finally, let's go to the burn of the week.
Ouch.
Burn of the week.
While watching Sunday Night Football, resident dweeb bad boy Bill Simmons fired off the following tweet. Somebody needs to gently break the news to Collinsworth that the Pats have a weak front seven, and that's why Seattle's O-line looks good. On Monday, Collinsworth clapped back. Thanks, Bill. We'll look for you gently breaking it down on that hit show of yours. Stop the fight! Stop the fight! He's done burned that man alive. First they took his TV show, then Chris Collinsworth took his life. Now that's a burn. Damn, Chris. Damn.
Burn. Of the week.